Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series, Believe That You May Have Life, The Gospel According to John. Nasa last part na po tayo ng chapter 3, and next week, chapter 4, and the following week, we'll try to makaabot tayo ng chapter 5 to 6. Alright, ngayon po nasa verses 22 to 36 na po tayo, closing ng chapter 3. Let's pray once again. O Father, as we open your word today, Panginoon, bigyan mo kami ng understanding. Give us obedient heart to obey your word. Nawa ang salita mo would transform us and humble us. In Jesus' name, Amen. Isa po sa favorite TV shows ng asawa ko yung Survivor. Familiar po ba kayo sa Survivor? Ito po ay competition ng group of people na stranded po sa isang island, isolated na island. Ang goal po is kailangan na manalo ka. The only survivor, isa lang po, mananalo ka ng $1 million. Ang mechanics po ng competition ay to compete with one another. You will be part ng team and then you will compete then sa iyong teammate. It's an individual na competition. You need po ng maraming skills dito to survive. Dati po, yung mga early, ano po ng survivor, niisip ko, pag ako sumali dito, I'm sure, talo ako. Hindi po kasi ako marunong lumangoy. Meron po mga laging langoy yan para sa ako. So, it requires po ng physical strength, ng different skills po para to makasurvive po. Pero aside from their physical strength, endurance, and strategic mind, isa po sa mga skills na mahalaga po rito ay you must be good in convincing people. Building alliances po. Lying. Deception. Selfishness. Power hungry. Betrayal. Ilan lang po yan sa mga kailangan na meron ka. Kailangan talagang makasarili ka para manalo ka ng 1 million and to survive sa Survivor. Kung iisipin po natin, ito po ay similar sa reality po ng buhay natin ngayon. Dito sa mundo natin, tayo po ay nasa mundo na kung saan the strongest, the fittest, the sweet talker, deceivers, mga power hungry po, mga selfish, mga self-centered. It seems na sila po yung they are winning. They are advancing sa life na to. Di po ba? It is promoting po ng self-centeredness. Makikita natin sa social media, internet, TV, magazine, sa radio, mga commercials po sa TV, pinopromote nila yung self-centeredness. It's all about you. Alam niyo po ba na marketing strategy po yan? Any product, sabi nila, it's your own choice. To give you ng sense ng control, sense of pride, it's all about you and your choice and your happiness. You getting what you want, that's a good strategy po. Even sa workplace, sa ating community, in our home, and sadly, even sa church, it's all about me ay nag-exist. The world says, you only live once. So enjoy your life. Live life to the fullest. Familiar po ba tayo doon? It's all about me. Pursue and do what makes me happy. Ang ganda pong goal sa buhay, ano? Pero ganito ba ang buhay ng Kristiyano? Our passage po, bibigyan po tayo ng kasagutan. Paano mamuhay ang isang Kristiyano? Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo sa John 3, 22 to 36. I hope na-memorize niyo na po yung purpose po ng Book of John. For the last 2 weeks po, lagi kong inuulit ito. Ang purpose ni John ay sa John 20, verse 31. These are written, yung sinulat niyong Book of John, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. Again, the book of John is about salvation. Salvation in Christ. Ang sinulat po ni John sa book na ito ay mga evidences or proof para sa kanyang reader for you to believe in Christ. Chapter 1 po, pinresent ni John na si Jesus is God. He existed from the past. Before creation, before from eternity past, ay naging tao po siya. John 1:14. And he is the promised Messiah, the promised Savior. And then John chapter 2 po, nakita natin yung unang sign na sinulat ni John, water turns into wine. Hindi lang po yun na display ng divine power ni Jesus, but also it signifies ng arrival ng new beginning. Arrival ng new covenant that God promised from the Old Testament. And symbolically, it renders obsolete po ang Judaism religion, yung mga purification practice nila. And then, chapter 2, verses 13 to 25, is about the temple. Ang temple po is no longer necessary. Temple is where God and man ay nagmi-meet. Now, Jesus is the ultimate temple where man and God meet. So, then chapter 3, last week, nakita natin, na-encounter natin si Nicodemus, si Jesus ang fulfillment and basis ng new covenant promise na cleansing ng water and spirit. Then last week, nakita natin, Jesus is the ultimate demonstration ng great love ng Diyos sa undeserving people like us. And how we respond to Jesus matters sa ating eternity. So John is giving us ng compelling proofs for us to believe in Jesus as the promised Savior that we may have life. Now, John the author is presenting sa atin na Jesus is worthy to live our life for Him. And John the Baptist, nag-reappear na naman. From chapter 1, wala siya sa chapter 2, he's back. And papakita sa atin ni John the Baptist how a true follower ni Kristo should live as God called us to do. And the reason why we are to live for Christ ay yung na-summarize din ni John dito sa passage natin. Yan po yung big idea ng ating sermon. We are called to make Christ known, for He is the Lord who gives eternal life to all who believe. I divided ang passage sa dalawang truth to compel us to live for Christ and not for ourselves. Una, our calling. Ano po yung ating calling? Make Christ known. Verses 22 to 30. And then the reason why kailangan natin make Christ known? Because He is the Lord who gives eternal life. From 31 to 36. Putot po tayo sa point number one. Our calling. Making Christ known. Look at verses 22 to 24. John the author gives us ng setting ng narrative na ito. Si Jesus po is still in Judean countryside or rural. Ang settings po nito is after this, ito po ay from the previous ni Jesus appearance na even Nicodemus he met sa Jerusalem or yung sa temple that is in Jerusalem. Ang Jerusalem po is in Judea. So hindi po umaalis si Jesus. He's still in Judea. Yun po yan. From city, nagpunta po siya sa rural or countryside ng Judea. And then verse 22 says na Jesus and His disciples stayed there ng matagal. He remained, sabi doon. They were baptizing. John will clarify na Jesus, hindi po nagbaptize si Jesus sa chapter 4 verse 2. Only His disciples under supervision ni Jesus. And then verse 23, he tells them na John and the disciples ay nagbabaptize din in the same area. So ito po ang itsura nun. Dalawang group na nagbabaptize in the same place. John the Baptist group, Jesus group, both doing the same thing, preaching and baptizing. Meron pong overlapping ng ministry sa area na to. Ito po yung setting. Now let's look sa conflict ng narrative. Read verses 25 to 26. Now, a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing and all are going to him. Yung word po na discussion dito sa verse 25 is more of argument. Merong debate. Yung po yung ano ng word na discussion. John the Baptist and his disciples, si John the Baptist disciples po, and yung Jew na yon, ay nag-a-argue about purification. That is a religious cleansing na practice ng mga Hudyo. So, yung ceremonial washing po, hindi po binigay ang details paano nag-start yung argument na yun, yung debate na yun. But verse 26 reveals sa atin ang tunay na issue. Ang mga disciples ni John approach him, sabi sa verse 26, they came to John, and sabi nila, Rabbi, yung mama na yon na who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, remember sa chapter 1, look, he's baptizing. And guess what? All is going, pupunta sa kanya. So, nakita niyo, may taon to. Alam natin na hindi lahat ng taon pupunta kay Jesus because sabi sa verse na to, even John and his disciples were baptizing. So, merong exaggeration po. Ano? Merong tone ng disciples ni John dito na merong jealousy, merong envy, rivalry, and competition kay Jesus. So, ito po yung conflict na nangyayari. Ang sinasabi ng mga disciples ni John, Rabbi, ano nangyayari dito? The man you bore witness in chapter 1, look, nagbabaptize din siya. And you know, we're losing people, John. We're losing the followers. So we can see dito yung growing conflict between them and Jesus. So, tinawag niya yung attention ni John. What's going on, John? Nababawasan na tayo ng followers. We are turning. People are turning to Jesus now. Para saan pa na tinawag kang John the Baptist? Kung hindi lang naman pupunta yung tao sa iyo. Pupunta sila kay Jesus. Maintindihan mo yung mga disciples na ito. You can understand bakit sila ganun. Because they follow John dahil sa powerful testimony ni John and yung preaching niya, yung ministry niya. He was so popular po. John the Baptist was so popular na even yung mga religious leaders, yung mga Pharisees, yung mga scribes, yung mga high priests, they're interested kay John the Baptist. And people are dinudumog si John. Even King Herod interested kay John the Baptist. John is the original baptizer. Pero now, ito si Jesus. And his disciples ay nagiging mas popular kay John. Pero parang hindi nababother si John dito. Yun yung nadating ng, para sa mga disciples na, hey John, hindi ka man lang nababother. Para sa mga disciples na, John, Jesus is taking away our ministry, taking away the people from us. So nagsimula po tong conflict na to sa purification. But now, makikita natin, it's not about really about baptism or purification. Naging personal issue na ito sa mga disciples. It's about status. It's about the status ni John and Jesus. Rivalry, sino ba dapat ang puntahan na tao? Sino ba dapat ang makakuha ng spotlight? Ang mga disciple ni John was looking for the days na kagaya ng sinabi sa Mark 1:5. Sabi sa Mark, simula ni John the Baptist, and all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to John. So, ganun ka-popular si John. Now, people are going to Jesus instead of John. They were jealous kay Jesus. Envy. It reveals na, it seems ang concern nila is not really about baptism or purification. It's about themselves. Paano na tayo? Not really about the work of God. Naalala ko nung, when I was in seminary, meron akong preaching class. Lahat kami magpipreach sa class with our professors, sa mga students. And after namin magpreach, i-evaluate kami ng professors. And the students din, i-evaluate kami. Bibigay sila ng comment, ng critique. During and after po ng evaluation, I remember po na hindi tama yung nararamdaman ko. I was jealous. Na dahil one of my classmates, he preached better. mas clear yung kanyang preaching. And na-comment siya ng professor. That time yung competitive spirit ko is killing me. Ah, gusto ko ako yun. I want the recognition. I want ang spotlight sa akin. It took me ng hour hanggang sa nakauwi ako. I was thinking about that. That time it was all about me. If only mag-a-appear yung laman ng heart ko, ng mind ko that time, I will be ashamed sa sarili ko. How much yung jealousy na nararamdaman ko that time. It seems na this is what is going on sa heart ng mga disciples ni John. And it can be true din po sa marami sa ating ngayon or all of us. In different forms, in different ways, we express ang self-centered desire for attention and recognition ng tao. Even dito sa church. When we do ministry, when we serve, examine natin, heart natin, are you really doing that for the Lord? Universal po sa lahat na magkaroon tayo ng desire for approval ng tao. Hunger for recognition, pride. Kapag hindi po tayo nagkaroon ng conscious awareness, it can replace God sa buhay natin. Ang tawag po doon, idolatry. It can be an idol sa atin. We find happiness and joy, satisfaction whenever we get ng attention, appreciation, recognition, acceptance, or approval ng tao. By nature po, we want to display yung ating greatness. I think ito ang nararamdaman mga disciples ni John. Yung feeling na nawawala na yung popularity nila, yung tao, hindi na sila masyadong napapansin, wala na yung attention sa kanila. Nababother na sila. We express po yung ganitong pakiramdam, yung ganitong emosyon, ganitong damdamin sa iba't ibang pamamaraan. You can show na you're the most humble na tao, pero deep inside of you, alam mo na this is one way to get ng attention, ng appreciation. Oh, napaka-humble mo naman. Hindi naman, konti lang. Sometimes, even false humility, ginagamit natin to get attention. Take time. Examine natin sarili natin because it's very real sa ating lahat. So, how we express yung it's all about me syndrome sa buhay natin. Think about that. In what ways? Sa church? Nasaan ka man? Saan mo nakikita na na-express mo yung it's all about me? Tricky po ito. But it's ever-present sa ating lahat. So we see ang settings and conflict. Now, tignan natin how John respond dito. Nag-respond na siya sa mga disciples niya. Look at verses 27 to 30. 27. John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven." John is acknowledging po yung sovereignty ng Diyos dito. Jesus' ministry is growing while John's popularity is fading. At sabi niya, this is from God. Dios, this is the work of God. Alam ni John na, whatever I have, whatever we have, mga disciples, whatever we have done, binigay lang yun ng Diyos sa atin. We did not earn it. We don't deserve it. It's a gift. It's a sovereign grace ng Panginoon. Ganon din yung nangyayari sa ministry ni Jesus. People are going to Jesus. Why? Because God gave to Jesus those people. Makikita nyo yan as we go to further chapters ng John. Those that the Father gave to Jesus will come to Him. So, similar ito sa sinabi ni Paul sa 1 Corinthians 4:7. What do you have that you did not receive? It's a rhetorical question. None. Everything you have comes from the hand of God. If then you receive it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? So, merong right theology po si John the Baptist dito about life and ministry na lahat ito ay galing sa Diyos. As sinasabi ni John dito, look mga disciples, tingnan nyo ito, makinig kayo sa akin. Lahat ng ginagawa natin, Hindi mangyayari kung hindi binigay ng Diyos. God gave us the ability, God gave us ng opportunity. This is God's work. Take it as privilege. Privilege from God. Even those na lumalapit kay Jesus ay from God. Kung meron tayong ganitong perspective, kung meron tayong ganitong high view of God, we can fight ang sin ng self-centeredness. Ang sin, yung envy, yung jealousy, yung lagi kang merong competitive spirit, yung rivalry sa puso mo, eh, hindi na tayo magkikrave for popularity, approval, recognition if we understand who God is, what He has done, and who we are. Last week nabanggit ko, as you understand, you deserve worse. Hindi ka magko-complain if you understand sino at ano ka sa harapan ng Diyos. Lahat ay gift ng Panginoon sa atin for the purpose na gamitin natin to to glorify God. If meron sa church na dito, member natin, doing better than you, rejoice. Appreciate. Thank God sa work of grace. If meron ibang church na doing well than us, appreciate. Thank God. Doing the work of the ministry. God gave it to them. Huwag po tayo maingit. It's a common maingit ng Pilipino natin. Ano? So sa lahat ng oras, let's be grateful. Thank God dahil merong opportunity para sa atin to serve, privilege. Hindi po lahat ng tao ay merong ganitong klaseng privilege. Take this na be grateful. You have the privilege to take part sa work ng kingdom ng Panginoon. God doesn't need you. God's work will continue kahit wala ka. Ang appropriate response, be grateful. In whatever capacity, in whatever scale, nandiyan ka, nagsiserve ka, you are part ng unang work, be grateful. Naalala ko po na recently lang po, mayroon isang American pastor, he's a doctor, theologian, recently po, na-reveal na he is guilty of libel. Sumusulat siya na anonymously ng mga article to destroy yung reputation ng mga popular na leader, ng mga pastors. Isa po sa sinisira niya is one of my favorites, si John MacArthur. He's writing anonymously ng mga negative things. Without basis, pero na-discover po, ang kanyang intent is malicious. No basis. It is true po. Even well-educated na tao, pag kinain tayo ng jealousy, ng inggit, ng sa puso natin, it will ruin us. It will ruin us. Di natin, before we knew it, lubog na tayo pag wala tayong conscious awareness. If madalas puro criticism na lang tayo, wala na tayong masabi na encouraging words or building up na words, probably you are craving ng attention. You want ng spotlight. You want people to notice you. You want people to see na, hey, look at me, I'm better than them. Instead na recognizing even the na small na grow na progress, recognize the work of grace ng Panginoon. Let's be people who see the work of grace sa bawat isa. Celebrate even a little joy, small steps ng progress. And praise God for that. Wala pong reason to be jealous o mag-envy. Ang appropriate response po natin sa Panginoon is great gratitude. Now, second response ni John. Knowing yung God-given role niya. Verse 28. You yourselves bear witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before Him. God appointed John the Baptist sa role na ito. John was sent before Him, before Jesus. Ito po ay Old Testament prophecy. Malachi 3:1, sabi roon, God will send ng messenger to prepare the way for Yahweh, for the Lord. That is John the Baptist. Isaiah 40 verse 3, fulfillment po ito ni John the Baptist. He is the voice in the wilderness to prepare the way for the Lord. Ginamit po yan ni Mark, ginamit yan ni Matthew. Even John, the author, said in John 1 verses 6 to 8, John was sent from God as a witness about Jesus, the light. Matthew 3 verse 3, kinote ni Matthew si Isaiah, yung Isaiah 40 verse 3, as fulfillment ni John the Baptist, who came to prepare the way for Jesus. So John was not bothered kung nawawala yung popularity niya. He knows his role. He knows his place. God sent him to prepare the way of Jesus, the Lord. That's it. Then verse 29, John uses ang imagery ng marriage, ng wedding, bride and bridegroom. Ito po ay metaphor na ginamit ng Diyos sa Old Testament, referring to His people, the Israelites, as His bride. Isaiah 62 verses 4 to 5, ang tawag ng Panginoon sa kanyang people is the bride of God. God is the bridegroom. And then Hosea 2:16 to 20, makikita natin diyan, God called God's people called God as my husband. And God called his people my wife. It is a picture of union, a loving relationship, a covenant language. A covenant relationship. This is a new covenant language. If you're familiar sa new covenant promise ng Old Testament. Ang New Testament gave us ng same imagery of marriage between God's people, the church, and Christ, the Lord. Ephesians 5:25 to 27, Christ loved the church, His bride. Paano niya pinakita yung love na yun? He died for His people. For what purpose? To sanctify, to purify, to wash, so that He may present His bride blameless. Ang goal ng salvation is holiness, not happiness. Revelations 21 verse 9, God's redeemed people ay tinawag na the bride, the wife of the Lamb. Yung New Covenant promise po sa Old Testament ay in the picture of marriage between God and God's people. So the New Testament po, Jesus is the bridegroom who fulfills the New Covenant promise ng New Testament, Old Testament. So, that is the reason na John is not bothered. In fact, he was rejoicing greatly. Sabi doon, rejoicing greatly. Sobrang nagre-rejoice siya. The bride or God's people belongs to the bridegroom, hindi sa friend. Si John the Baptist, ang metaphor na ginamit niya, I'm the friend ng groom. Hindi para sa akin to. Hindi ako ang sentro ng marriage na to. God's people, or the bride, belongs to Christ. Ito yung sinasabi, in-explain ni John. Kaya tama lang na kay Jesus pumupunta ang tao. And he was divinely sent by God for a particular purpose, to prepare the way of Jesus, to point people to Christ. John the Baptist is telling his disciples dito na, look guys, ito yung purpose ko. Sinabi ko na sa inyo, I pointed Christ already na He is the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. John 1 verse 29. I'm not even worthy to untie His sandals. Don't even compare me kay Jesus, mga disciples. I'm not even worthy. You don't understand ang difference naming dalawa. He is the main man, not me. So as a friend ng groom or best man, hindi dapat sa kay John the Baptist ang spotlight. Whatever is going on kay Jesus at sa akin, sabi ni John, it is the very purpose ng Diyos. Ang wedding is about Jesus. Between God's people and God Himself, that is Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment ng promise na to be, the marriage between God and His people. Even the purification, Jesus is a fulfillment. Jesus surpasses anuman ang ministry na meron si John the Baptist. As he surpasses yung mga ritual, mga ceremonial purification ng Judaism, Jesus surpasses them, whatever John the Baptist is doing. Whatever John the Baptist is symbolizing. It's all about Jesus. That's the point in John. I am just the voice in the wilderness, according to Isaiah. Pointing to the greater voice. Sabi niya, the voice ng bridegroom. That's greater than my voice. God called John to make Christ known. That is why nagre-rejoice si John. Rejoicing greatly, sabi sa verse 29. And his joy is complete. Na makita niya na na-fulfill ang kanyang role, ang calling sa kanya ng Panginoon. And he ended with the famous words of John the Baptist, verse 30. It is the last word of John the Baptist, the book of John. He must increase and I must decrease. Sa ibang translation, he must become greater, Jesus, and I must become lesser. The time has come for him to fade sa background ni John the Baptist. Yung word na must is a strong word, a word of necessity. Kailangan mangyari ito. Hindi ito optional. Hindi ito choice ni John. It's a divine appointment. Christ must increase. Must be greater. After this, in just few months po, John will be arrested and will be beheaded. Papatayin po siya. Yung ulo niya ilalagay sa plate as a gift. Yun po ang conclusion ng ministry ni John. And John said, my joy is complete to see Christ exalted, greater, that people are going to him. His joy is complete. We are living po sa generation na popular yung idea ng individualism. Na it's all about me, about my happiness, about my pleasure, about me. Yung ating happiness and joy ay rooted sa recognition ng ibang tao. We long for that approval. We want to be seen, noticed. We crave ng self-promotion. We fear man before God, more than God. We want to please others. We fear na ma-expose tayo at makita na we are not the person we want to portray. That's fear of man. Because it's all about you. You want always to present the best version mo. When life is all about me or all about you, nagiging slave tayo ng sarili natin. We always look for something more. We always grasp for more. Hindi tayo magkakaroon ng satisfaction. We always fall short. Isa sa mga sign na we are self-centered, madali po tayo mairita. Madali tayong mainis. Madali tayong mag-complain, mag-grumble. When things are not going our way, the way we want it, nagagalit tayo, even sa asawa, anak natin. Pag parang napapahiya tayo sa ibang tao kasi sa kinikilos ng mga anak o asawa, ano ba kayo? Napapahiya tayo. Alam niyo yun? Because you fear. Anong sasabihin ng tao sa akin? Anong nalang isipin nila? You always want ng good image. Gusto nating i-present ang perfect picture. When everything is all about us, we feel na entitled tayo sa lahat. Na parang servant natin yung mga tao sa paligid natin. Na parang ang buong mundo ay umiikot lang sa atin to serve us. As a result, hindi makita ng tao. Even those people na close sa'yo, hindi nila makita si Kristo. Kasi it's all about you. Mga kapatid, you, sabi ng Bible, you are a new creation. Even yung self-centered desire natin, inalis na sa atin. You are a new creation. Hindi na natural sa atin yun. Remember na, don't act contrary sa iyong new nature. You no longer live for yourself. Fight that urge ng flesh. Gaya na sinabi ni Paul, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The new has come, the old is gone. Is that a reality sa atin? Anong nagko-consume ng oras natin sa araw-araw? Do you think about the things of God? What will make you happy? Ang ating buhay now and life to come is for Christ. For the glory of Christ, to exalt Christ. Ang ating calling as Christians is to point people to Him, to make Christ known. Not to display ang greatness natin. Ang joy natin should be more of seeing Jesus become greater sa buhay natin and we become lesser and lesser and lesser. Now we don't draw attention sa sarili natin. Can people recognize and see Jesus sa atin? Sa ating words, sa ating action, the way we relate to people. Do they see Christ? There will be people po sa life natin na when we share the gospel, ayaw nilang tanggapin. At sasabihin sa atin, hindi kasi ako kagaya mo eh. Galing mo. Hindi ako kagaya mo, dami mong alam. Galing mo sa theology. Hindi ako kagaya mo, disiplinado. Hindi ako pala aral. And so on. Nakakalungkot, they are missing the point ng Christianity. It's not because we are better. It's not because we are knowledgeable. Not because we do well sa discipline. You become Christian by the mercy and grace of God. It's a miracle, sabi sa John 3, 1-15. It's the work of God. Nothing you can boast. Hindi dahil you are better than sa katabi mo, sa kapitbahay mo, sa kapatid mo. Nakakalungkot po kapag ganun ang response sa atin. Maybe, ang naibibigay nating message sa kanila is because we are presenting ourselves as better instead of presenting Christ as greater. Even sa ating testimony, even sa ating pag-witness, present Christ as the greater, not us. It's not how you clean up yourselves. It's how God transformed you by the work of Christ. Make Christ look glorious. Hindi dahil you did well. Paano mo tinalikuran ang buhay mo? Paano mong ginawa ang lahat ng ito? Dapat sabihin natin, apart from Christ, definitely, I will remain sinners. I will remain lost. Let Christ shine brighter. Let the gospel shine brighter sa ating conversation, sa ating testimony, sa ating pag-witness. Share your weakness. Show your wounds. Share your brokenness. And pag na-present mo yon, show them the greatness of Christ. Na si Jesus is greater all those things sa life mo. Sa iyong brokenness, sa iyong weakness, sa iyong sin, Christ is mighty to save. That makes Christ glorious. Ang greater appreciation sa grace ng Panginoon brings ng greater at ng gratitude sa ating puso, resulting sa contentment, humility. Knowledge of God and knowledge sa ating sarili is important for us to grow sa ating gratitude and humility sa Panginoon, even to others. Yung sinabi ni John Calvin, knowledge of God and ourselves are mutually connected. Maiintindihan lang natin ang ating sarili when we look up to God and bumalik tayo and then assess natin sarili natin. Makita natin, I fall short, Panginoon. I'm not good. Sabi rin ng isang Puritan, John Flavel, they that know God will be humble. They that know themselves cannot be proud. That's true. That's biblical. A proper understanding who God is and who we are destroy pride and brings humility sa atin. That is how John the Baptist understand his life and ministry. He didn't earn it. Undeserving. It's all grace ng Panginoon. He was sent by God for a purpose. Ito rin po ay true sa atin. We are here by divine appointment for a purpose. Our calling is to make Christ known. Is it a reality po ba sa atin? Do we understand ang ating role? Do we do that sa ating araw-araw na buhay? When was the last time you talk about Christ sa ibang tao? Or baka we enjoy to talk more about our hobbies, sa mga halaman natin, about cars, about sa pet natin, mga dogs or cats. Mas ina-enjoy pa natin yan. Mas energetic pa tayo pag kinikwento natin yan. It's about our emotion, about ourselves, about anything except Jesus. When was the last time we talked about Jesus? With a clear intention, I want this man or woman to know Christ. When was the last time natin nagawa yan? I'm not saying that we can do that perfectly. But my point is, ito ba yung reality sa atin? Is it an increasing desire to make Christ greater and us lesser? I remember someone asked me, one of you, sabi niya, Pastor, how can you be sure na everything you do sa ministry is for the glory of God and not ang sarili natin? How do you wrestle with that? Paano ko malalaman na I'm doing, I'm preaching for the glory of God? I'm helping sa ibang ministry for the glory. How can you be sure? Binigyan ko siya ng honest and real answer. Sabi ko sa niya, temptation is very real. Ever present. I don't think na mayroong tao ngayon sa mundo na ito, 100% all the time, pointing to Jesus, desiring for the glory of Jesus perfectly. Right now, examine yourself. Nagagawa ba natin yun? There is a real tension sa atin na we know we love God and we want to make Christ known, and yet inside of us, we want to take part sa glory na yun. I want them to see Christ, but I want them to see me then. I want them to see how good ang ginagawa ko. There's an ever-present tension po yun. We are in a fallen body natin, in a fallen world. Lagi nating may experience yun, taking the glory that belongs to Christ. We want ng attention to turn to us. It's an everyday struggle. Even before umakyat ako dito, I was praying. There is a real struggle po. Para sa akin, it's a struggle. There's a part of me na I want to please you. I want to look good sa inyo, sa harapan nyo. I want to look great, smarter sa harapan nyo. And also there is a part of me na I want to honor Christ. I don't want to draw your attention sa sarili ko. How can I do this? Panginoon, tulungan mo. Mananotis nyo, before kami mag-preach, one of our pastors lalapit sa isa't isa, kasi mga mag-preach, we'll pray for one another. Isa sa common prayer namin before mag-preach ang isang preacher dito, may Christ be exalted sa sermon mo. Because there is a tendency na we want to be exalted. You want to pray, Panginoon, protect me from myself. Ingatan mo ako, Lord. I want ng attention. There's a ever-present na tension sa akin. We don't want to preach ourselves. We want to preach Christ. Ang struggle na ito ay hindi po mawawala sa atin. We are prone to exalt ang ating sarili. But thank God, meron tayong help from the Holy Spirit. We should be growing po sa area na to. Hindi tayo passive dito. Dapat meron tayong conscious awareness na hindi ito dapat ang dominant na influence sa ating life, spiritual life. Because Christ paid that sin already. Dapat meron tayong awareness dito. Nalalabanan natin. Ang goal natin ay dapat kagaya ni John the Baptist. He must increase, but I must decrease. Are we growing? So God called us to make Christ known. Now, ano ba ang reason why God called us sa purpose na yan? Let's go sa last point. The reason. Anong reason? He is the Lord who gives eternal life. Ang verse 31 to 36 po, give us ng reason why Jesus must be greater. As you read po ng 31 to 36, ito po ang reason. Because Jesus is already greater. Wala tayong may a-add kay Jesus to be more and more great. Pero tingnan natin one by one. Verse 31. Jesus is from heaven. Paulit-ulit po yan, even sa chapter 3. From chapter 1, sinabi rin niya kay Nicodemus, I came from heaven. Jesus is above all. He comes from heaven. We don't put our trust sa tao like John the Baptist dahil he who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. We don't trust ang tao. Ang heavenly origin ni Jesus makes him supreme over all men. All the character po ng Bible from Old Testament to New Testament, all of them ay may limitations except Jesus. From Moses, Joseph, Abraham, Jacob, David, Elijah, and all prophets, John the Baptist, the apostles, Apostle Paul, all of them may problema, may weakness, may limitations. Iba si Jesus. Jesus is from heaven. He is above all these men. No matter how great these men are, Jesus is above all of them. Again, John is giving us ng compelling reason. Trust Jesus. And this is one. Verses 32 to 33, ang witness ni Jesus, ang mga words niya is trustworthy. Dahil ito ay first hand from God Himself. And to receive Jesus' words, as everyone is to set seal. Ibig sabihin ng set seal, ito ay to believe with a firm conviction that God is true. Whatever God said is true because of Jesus. So believing and receiving Jesus is to believe and certify that God is true. Ang point ni John is, Jesus is way, way greater than anyone ever lived. Some trust, admire Moses, Abraham, even Apostle Paul. But Jesus is the ultimate na dapat nating to put our trust. Because Jesus is God's final and ultimate and perfect revelation ng Diyos sa atin. God's message of salvation ay delivered by God Himself in the person of Jesus. You can trust Jesus because He's from heaven and He is the final and perfect revelation. So ang words and testimony of Jesus is reliable, trustworthy. Then verse 34, emphasize ang trustworthiness ni Jesus. Because He whom God sent, that is Jesus, He speaks the very words of God. When you hear Jesus, you hear God. To believe in Jesus, to believe in God. Again, verse 34. God the Father gives the Spirit to Jesus without limit. Similar po yan sa Colossians 2 verse 9. Jesus, all the fullness of deity dwells bodily in Jesus. Hindi po ito kagaya ng mga Old Testament people. All the mga great man ng Bible. Only Jesus has the Holy Spirit without measure. It tells us na ang mga great men ng Bible ay mayroong limitation, not like Jesus. Jesus is better. Jesus is greater. That's the point. Verse 35, all things given to Christ. All things. Naalala niyo yung Matthew 28? All the authority in heaven and earth has given to me, sabi ni Jesus. It means all authority ay na kay Kristo. Because of God's love for Christ, sabi sa verse 35, He gave, God the Father gave to Jesus all authority over all things in all creation. And verse 36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God remains on him. Jesus have the authority to give eternal life and to judge. Jesus is the dividing line between life and death. Believing in Jesus is trusting the person and finished work ni Christ sa cross. Na-discuss na natin yan last week. The only way for you to be forgiven and be saved is by believing. It's the same word ng faith. Faith sa ginawa ni Kristo. That's the only way for you to be right with God. And rejecting Christ keeps you under the wrath of God. Ang word na remain. Kagaya last week sinabi natin sa verse 18, those who reject Christ remain condemned already. Ang word na wrath po dito is a strong word, a very strong word po yung wrath na rito. It gives ng idea ng violent na passion. It's a holy anger, it's a holy wrath ng Diyos. Para kanino? To those who reject His Son, Jesus. It's rebellion. God is lovingly giving His Son, come to Him now. You will be saved. And when I thought, no way. The anger, the violent passion, yung righteous anger ng Diyos, yun yung sinasabi rito, will remain in you. And this passionate righteous anger ng Diyos ay present na. Yun yung sinasabi ng verse 36. And only by believing kay Jesus is the only way to move away from that wrath. This message is simple and straightforward. Jesus is the only way to God. He has the absolute authority over all creation, absolute authority over life and death. Believe in Him and be saved and be in the joyful and loving presence of God. Reject Him and face the consequence. The wrath of God remains in you. And when you face God without Christ, the Bible said, ito ay unbearable to fall sa wrath ng Diyos. You see how loving ang Diyos right now? Tinotolerate niya ang ating rebellion, rejection, continuously. Pinaparinig niya sa iyo ang glorious message ng grace ng gospel. That is the reason na we are called by God to proclaim Christ, to make Christ known. Dahil kay Kristo lang matatagpuan ang kapatawaran ng kasalanan. Kay Kristo lang makikita ang eternal life. Jesus is the Lord of all creation. All authority nasa Kanya. Colossians 1:16-17, Christ is the creator of all things and all things created through Him and for Him. The purpose ng lahat ng creation is for Christ. And He holds and sustains all creation. This is Jesus. And the Lord Jesus is the only way to God. Acts 4:12, there is salvation in no one else, no other name under heaven given among man that we might be saved. It's a repeated theme ng Bible. We don't exalt ang tao over Jesus. We don't exalt ang church over Jesus. Hindi ang church ang magliligtas. Hindi religion ang magliligtas. Hindi good works ang magliligtas. Hindi sacraments. Only Jesus. Mga kapatid, isang privilege to represent Christ sa mundo na ito. Kung araw-araw meron kayo na-encounter na tao sa office nyo, maybe you're the only Christian na may encounter niya. Show ng compassion. Extend the great love of God. Extend Christ. Try to find opportunity to proclaim Christ. Hindi tayo binigyan, hindi sinasabi rito na there are 10 ways to God. There are 5 roads papunta sa Diyos. Hindi all roads lead to God. Clear ang sinabi. The only way to God is Jesus. That's why you have, ang role mo is to make Him known. For this reason. He have all the authority. He is supreme. He is the Lord of all creation. And He alone can grant you eternal life. And He alone can judge. That is the message. After the fall, all people are rebellious sa Kanya. By the grace ng Panginoon, He sent His Son to live and die and rose from the dead to complete yung redemptive work na yon, so that anyone who ever believes in Him will have eternal life. Sino tong Lord Jesus na to? Philippians 2:5-11. Jesus is the ultimate example ng humility, not John the Baptist. Jesus, though in the form of God, did not count equality with God. He emptied himself, took the form of a servant like us, form of man. He humbled himself even to the point of death for you and me. Therefore, dahil sa ginawa ni Christ na yan, his redemptive work, God gave Jesus the name above every name. Anong name yon? Lord. Sovereign Lord. And one day, all knees will bow, all tongues will confess, Jesus is Lord. And this Lord, one day, on that day, He will make all things new. This is the hope ng bawat Kristiyano, the blessed hope. We will no longer struggle sa sin one day. Wala nang kasalanan. We will see the greatness of Christ face to face, kagaya ni John, and it is our great joy to see the greatness of Christ. Our joy will be great, complete. Ito ang very reason that we exalt Him. We make Him known. Ito ang mga reason that He must be greater and we must be lesser. None of us can save anyone but Jesus. He is the one who saves you. He died for you. He is the very reason that you are reconciled to God. That is enough for us to be grateful sa Diyos, to worship ang Diyos, to give praise to Him. He is the very reason that you will be in the loving presence of God one day. For those of you na until now, in not trusting God, not trusting Christ, verse 36 po is a wonderful passage, a wonderful verse for you kung hindi ka pa Kristiyano. It's a wonderful promise. Believe in Him. You will be in God. You will be with God. You will be experiencing forgiveness in quality of life for all eternity in the loving presence of God. A joyful life with God. God is commanding you now. Trust in Jesus. Believe in Him in everything He said and done for your salvation. Meron siyang authority to forgive you and grant you life. But on the other hand, ng verse 36 is also a terrifying warning. A terrifying warning. If you reject Him and keep refusing to believe in Jesus, you remain sa violent passion, wrath ng Diyos. God is offering you His love in the person and work of Jesus now. Today can be the day of your salvation. You can be a Christian right now. Believe in Jesus. Choose Christ and be forgiven and live. Gaya na sabi natin, verse 36 doesn't give us any hint that there is other way. There's no 5 roads, 10 roads to God. Only Jesus. Mga kapatid kay Kristo, let me encourage you na wa sa bawat araw, weeks, months, and taon pa ng buhay mo as you walk dito sa broken word na to, know who you are in Christ. What you have in Christ. What Christ has done for you. Gawin natin yun as our comfort, our encouragement. Mabuhay tayo na mayroong living hope, the certain hope in the gospel. This life is short, temporary. Life is about 50, 60, 70, 80. Don't live for this life alone. Make your life matter sa eternity. Don't waste your life. Be thankful na ginagamit ka ng Panginoon. Be grateful in whatever ways, in whatever capacity, be thankful. No envy, no jealousy, no rivalry. Mahirap mabuhay sa mundo na to. We will face ng struggle. Parang survivor series. Na kailangan mo makipag-compete, trying to live, survive sa mundo na to, trying to get whatever the world ang ibibigay ng mundo na to get the prize. Pero this is no longer you. You no longer live to survive dito. You live now with eternal hope. You no longer crave sa popularity, get attention. Meron ka ng greater purpose ng life. A divine purpose. Make Christ known, for He is the Lord who gives eternal life for those who believe. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving us a greater purpose sa aming earthly life. And that is to be partakers sa advancement ng kingdom ni Christ. Father, nawa ang puso namin ay mag-grow in gratitude and humility. as we consider na we are undeserving and yet you gave us the privilege to be part of the gospel work. May our hearts be more consumed of the things of God sa araw-araw. May we see ourselves less and less, and Christ be more and more. In Christ's name, Amen.